This summer, we enter a new era of Star Wars.
You mean the dawn of the Star Wars canon timeline podcast?
Yeah, sure, that too. But I was obviously talking about The Acolyte. We've got to cover that on the Lorehounds.
Oh, but the Star Wars canon timeline podcast is exactly at that point in the timeline, the end of the High Republic, 100 years before the prequel trilogy. We've got to cover it there.
Why not both?
Okay, deal.
It's the first live-action Star War outside the Skywalker saga. Nobody can miss this.
Listeners, kick off your hot lore summer weekends with scene-by-scene breakdowns of The Acolyte, found in both the Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast and the Lorehounds Mother Feed.
And the Lorehounds Star Wars Feed.
Wherever you like to listen, a couple of days after each new episode is released. Hello, Woolshift Dustians. The breakdown of the final episodes of Beacon 23 Season 2 is coming your way this weekend. In the meantime, enjoy this quick preview of some of the shows and films me and my fellow lorehounds will be covering on the network during this content-crazy summer. Don't worry, this feed won't go quiet either, but more on that in the Beacon 23 finale discussion. For now, Hot Lore Summer is officially in session.
A summer of content is on the way. With characters, geography, and a history to remember. The nerds need a hero. Who will it be? The Lorehounds! Your guides to Hot Lore Summer with weekly coverage of your favorite nerdy TV shows.
Well, I guess that's a good opener for our triarchy meeting to officially declare the Hot Lore Summer in effect.
It is so.
I hear it is so. Yeah,
insert gavel sound.
It's Hot Lore Summer. It's Hot Lore Summer.
I'm trying to understand what's happening.
It's a vocoder.
Okay.
We're having a great time, everyone.
You're having some fun.
It's early in the morning. We've got a lot to talk about. So we were talking about branding the other day, and we were saying, let's make a name for the fact that we're going to be covering three shows at a time. And four shows if you count Doctor Who, and
the bear?
Well, I'm talking about full coverage. The bear is definitely a one shot at this point because I don't think we can handle anything more than that.
No, in a binge draft, kind of, yeah.
But why don't we say who's here first before we go into more details? You know, the triarchy is here, but also Aaron, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so thank you guys for having me and for letting me intrude on this little triarchy meeting. I am the host of Radioactive Ramblings, and I'm going to be covering The Boys with my co-hosts Chase and Richard. So thank you guys for having me on to talk about that.
Cool. Thanks for being here, and thank you for taking The Boys off our plate, because I don't think we would have been able to do anything about it.
I love that show, so I'm excited for it.
That's great.
So if you're not familiar with us, and this weird intro is the first thing that you've ever heard from us, sorry. But in general, we do some deep conversations about some, you know, nerdy TV shows. We go deep into the lore. We go deep into the history of things and the production. And we are covering three big shows this summer. Those are The Acolyte, The Boys Season 4, and House of the Dragon Season 2. Later in the summer, it'll be Rings of Power Season 2, but I'm going to consider those first three the big main ones. So let's go through the three and see what's going on. I think, Alicia, you are the Star Wars liaison at this point. So why don't you tell us what The Acolyte is supposed to be about?
Yeah, so The Acolyte, if you see people who are particularly excited about this in the land of Star Wars, it's because it's the first major thing that really takes place outside the Skywalker saga. So we're now set, this is 100 years before the prequel trilogy. This is the end of the High Republic era. And so yeah, if you don't know what the High Republic era is, then I have an episode on a podcast of the Star Wars canon timeline for you. But yes, this is, and it's The reviews are good. It's supposed to be a compelling mystery, murder mystery of sorts, about who's killing the Jedi. And just for anyone who doesn't know, an acolyte is a young Sith trainee, basically.
And of course, dark side users. Science fiction royalty Carrie Ann Moss in it.
Right, of course. The cast is great overall.
Mm-hmm. Big cast. I'm excited for it. You and I are going to be covering that in full, and that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be on this feed and the Star Wars Canon Timeline feed, where you're breaking down from the beginning of
Star Wars history. Yeah.
you're breaking down everything by dividing it by eras.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it feels like
it's a trap
because it's a lot of content.
Acolyte's
near the beginning of it. So we are setting up, you know, the history leading into the Acolyte in 132 before the Battle of Yavin, before the original movie.
Very
cool. That's going to be on Disney Plus, and that drops June 4th, and it's going to run through July 16th, and it has an 8-episode run, and they're dropping 2, if I'm correct on that.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's correct.
And then, John, are we, and that's going to be on the Canon feed, our Star Wars feed, and
the General Lorehounds feed.
And the main Lorehounds feed. It's great.
Plenty of stuff coming. Aaron, you've got the boys coming. Homelander's coming back to be more insane this season. Can you tell us a little bit about what The Boys is about if people haven't watched it before?
Absolutely. So if you haven't watched The Boys before, get on it. It's fantastic. It's basically what superheroes would be like in real life. Just very megalomaniac. Is that the...
Megalomaniacal? Yeah.
Yes, we're going to go with that. And they are just horrible, horrible people. And it's so fun to watch. It's sort of similar to Succession in that way, where you want to watch horrible people doing horrible things.
That's and, a good description.
Yeah. And it's very gory and... it's all satire of the superhero genre. It does a fantastic job of what it needs to do.
Would you say spikes the Pekila scale?
Oh, it blows the Pekila scale out of the water. I don't even know if there's a number you could assign to it.
It goes crazy. If the sight of cartoonish violence does not bother you that much, it's not often serious. Like, it is used in a humorous way. Most of the time, there are points where it gets a little dramatic, but most of the time, it's really just one big joke.
But also, be prepared for exploding body parts, like all body parts.
Yeah, it's very gory, but it does feel very much like a comic book.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The only thing missing are the little cartoon text boxes that say "pow" and "wham" on them from the show. Yeah,
and I don't think it's, to me, I'm more disturbed about violent scenes in House of the Dragon and in Shogun, things like that, than I am by anything in The Boys because of the framing of it and because it's supposed to be silly and satire. It's not, I'm not supposed to feel badly for these people, you know, it's all like almost everyone in The Boys is just a bad person. And that's kind of what makes you be able to let go.
Yeah. Even the people that you're following and I guess rooting for a little bit, they're not the greatest people either. You've got Billy Butcher, played by Carl Urban, and he's definitely not a good guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So a quick synopsis of this season. We're coming off the back of the Gen V series, which was a spinoff. And there we got to see characters like Victoria Newman closer than ever to the Oval Office and under the thumb of Homelander, who's consolidating all of his power. Butcher only has a few months to live, and Ryan, Becca's and Homelander's son, is lost and with Homelander. And now the boys' leader, Butcher, is seeking out help from characters like this new one played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and the rest of the team are fed up with all of his lies, and snaking around. So with the stakes higher than ever, they have to find a way to work together and save the world before it's too late.
Very exciting.
This is going to be on Amazon Prime if you haven't seen the other seasons.
Let me ask you, though, Aaron, do you need to watch Gen V to fully enjoy this season?
So from what they've said, it doesn't seem like you absolutely have to. But it would be very helpful, especially with the Victoria Newman stuff. There's a lot of details that are added with that series that I think are pretty important. But at the end of the day, I don't think that you have to.
I just started watching Gen V finally. And I mean, it's imperfect. It sometimes is a little on the nose and, you know, definite content warnings for self-harm and eating disorders and all the things. But I also like couldn't stop binging it. So I'm already on episode 5.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that's hard to put down once you pick it up. One of my co-hosts, Richard, he waited months and months to watch that. And once he started, he just binged the whole thing. So that seems to be the effect that it has on people where it's a spinoff. People aren't super interested. And then once they start, they don't want to stop.
Cool. Yeah. And that's going to start June 13th and run through July 18th. I believe it has 8 episodes and they're dropping 3 to start with.
That's too many.
And
Jeff, you got to relax.
It seems to be the trend with shows this summer is starting with 2 or 3 episodes at once.
Right. I think they're shortening their runtime so that they're keeping it within the hot lore summer confines.
Yeah. And then I think they think it hooks people, but also the faster they can get people to finish watching, the less they have to pay later they only have to, I don't know, there's like a window.
Oh, it's for the economics, the studio economics. Mm-hmm. Got it. And Aaron, that's going to be on your feed, Radioactive Ramblers. So Rambling. So if you won't find that on the Lorehound's main feed, you've got to go to Radioactive Ramblings. And if you go to the show notes for this episode, there'll be a link tree, and that has a link to all of our affiliates. Or you can hop onto our Discord and like give a shout out for help, or just seriously just search in your podcast application, just Radioactive Ramblings, and that will come up. So subscribe there and subscribe now, because you've got stuff already in your feed, right? From Invincible, from Fallout.
We're doing Fallout lore, and we just finished Invincible, which probably is especially enticing to the folks who are going to be watching The Boys.
Right.
That's great.
Very cool. David, I'm going to put you in charge of House of the Dragon.
Oh,
sell
no.
it to me.
Oh, no.
Sell it to me.
All right. Well, this is going to start June 16th. So what do we have here? We have June 4th, June 13th, and June 16th, 3 major shows. Triple blessings to you all. House of the Dragon Season 2. John, you and I have just been wrapping up our Season 1 recap. We're about
to record
our episodes for 9 and 10, which I watched last night back to back.
Nice.
And basically, the death of King Viserys has triggered a succession crisis. So his daughter, Princess Rhaenyra, and his queen, his widowed queen, Alicent, are fighting over succession because they've put Aegon II on the throne rather when it should have gone to Rhaenyra. I believe they've got something like a 13-4 advantage in dragons. Was that the right number?
Yeah, but Vhagar counts for like 10. So
right,
exactly. It's the same thing, basically.
So last season was a lot of table setting it was like a giant table setting season. And as I understand it, this is going to be the actual conflict, the actual war of House of the Dragon, where we have these two houses and their allies fighting over over control over the Seven Kingdoms. So I think it's going to be pretty exciting, and there's supposed to be a couple of good battle episodes, I believe.
Oh yeah, there's going to be good battle episodes. There's going to be good, you know, I think Game of Thrones good at playing with how much you like a certain character.
Yes.
At certain points, and knowing what's coming, I think that's going to be a big thing. I think there's going to be a big pendulum going back and forth of who you hate more.
And, I think we should tell people to brace themselves for episode 1, it looks like.
Absolutely. Oh, really? Absolutely.
Like red level, brace yourselves.
Okay.
Red writing level. Yeah.
They're coming in hot. All right. Yeah.
But you got two good teams, right? You got Rhaenyra, who's all like, you know, kind of a flawed character, but really means well. And then you have Aegon, who's basically Anakin.
It's unfair.
And it's great. I'm loving it.
So that's going to be starting June 16th, running through August 4th. It's going to have 8 episodes this year. They're just going to do a normal run, right? They're only going to drop one to start with. And then, John, you and I are going to be doing full coverage of that on our Lorehound's main feed. And then we set up a separate feed just for House of the Dragon content to, you know, try to, you know, for a little search engine optimization, I guess you could say.
Yep. So, but also the season pass. If you just
want
Hot D premium content like ad-free episodes, early access, and the show guide, you can just give us $10 and we'll give you permanent access to all that stuff. So that is something that we're offering for the first time for House of the Dragon.
Right. And that's for folks, if you don't want to bother with the Patreon or Supercast subscription and have that recurring stuff, just it's a very simple thing. And then, of course, we should also mention the show guide, which you and Aaron and Brian, 8063 on our Discord, put together, which is an amazing resource. We use a platform called Notion. It's kind of like this souped-up databasey thing. Anyway, we can make pages live really quick. So, John, you limited the content to season one, which is really great because if you go out on the internet and you try to find out what dragon is this or who's that servant of so-and-so, you end up getting spoiled because there's just so much information already out there, especially because this is pre-published information from the book. And so the season one show guide, it's limited to the show and you'll keep it up as the episodes go on. And it's a really great second screen experience. So if you're trying to find out who this dragon is or who the writer is or what have you, it's an awesome resource. It looks great. And you guys did a fun job. And so, normal subscribers get that and season pass subscribers will get that as well.
Yep. We're not doing anything exclusive to the season pass. It's just an option if you just want House of the Dragon stuff and you don't want a recurring subscription.
Yep.
Anyway. We've got more coming. We've got to go back to Jeffrey
Bezos. Somebody stop him.
He's got Rings of Power season 2 coming for us at the end of August, August 29th to October 3rd. It looks like they're starting with 3 episodes, which feels insane to me.
Seems like an Amazon thing to do, right?
Yeah, Amazon seems to be doing that a lot. I think 3 is just too much. 2, it makes sense. 2, I'm down with.
Yeah,
but 3 is like a lot of pressure on the viewer and just it goes by too quickly. Then you're almost halfway through their 8-episode seasons.
Will none of these studios take into account the plight of the poor podcaster? The work and the toil and the difficulty that you place us in by front-loading this content so much?
It's unfair.
Anakin's with us, don't worry.
Yeah, he gets
well me. If you didn't watch season 1 of Rings of Power, essentially they set up the whole thing with the Second Age. We went through Galadriel's journey to discover what's going on with Sauron. Of course reveals himself as the big villain at the end of season 1, and now we're going to see what mischief he's up to in season 2. The elven rings are already forged, looks like, from the trailers. We're going to get some dwarven rings at least this season. And it looks really good. You can listen to our whole hour and a half breakdown of the trailer.
Yeah, what was it, like a 2-minute trailer, and we spent an hour and a half taking it apart.
And there's a visual guide to the trailer too that's open to anybody. It's made with Notion just like we do for the premium stuff, but we put this one out for everybody. It's looks like it's going to be great. I mean, I think we're going to get our hearts broken several times, but I think that it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's going to be on our main feed and the Tolkien feed.
And it's going to be you, me, and Marilyn covering that week to week, starting August 29th, running through October 3rd.
Yes.
Our favorite Tolkien scholar.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Of course. Now, we've got more to get through. We've got the end of Hot Lore Summer to talk about. with more one-shots and other shows we're going to be doing light coverage on. So The Bear. I think David is the biggest Bear fan I know, so I'm going to pass it back to him for a minute.
Right, so that's going to drop June 27th, 10-episode binge on FX on Hulu. And it's going to season 3 is going to be following Carmi, Sydney, and Richie as they are trying to keep their new restaurant, The Bear, running and elevate it to sort of this, you know, fine dining establishment from its lowly beginnings as a beef sandwich stand. And it seems to be a dramatic, it's going to be another drama-filled season. I think we ended the, well, I won't say anything about the ending of the first or the second season, but definitely go back and watch it. It's some of the, there are a couple of episodes in season two that were some of the best episodes of television. For me, they just have to rank in a top 10 of all episodes ever. Just incredible.
It's fantastic stuff. Aaron, are you a Boys fan?
Bears fan.
Bear. Yes. Oh. There's too many shows. There's too many shows. It's unfair.
It's unfair, Bear.
I've seen The Bear, I think, two or three times now, watching it with different people. So I'm definitely a fan. This is one that I'm really excited for. Maybe even more so than The Acolyte, which is saying something because I'm a big Star Wars fan. Yeah. So I'm really hyped for this one. The acting is just always incredible in every single episode.
We're going to definitely do a one shot for it because it's a binge, but I'm going to scheme a little bit to see if we can maybe on the side do some a bit more in-depth episode coverage.
I hope you have a great time with that, David, because right now I feel like this has just been said to me.
So you have chosen death.
As far as the amount of coverage I've signed on for Lord, this season.
I have no idea when it's going to be out in Europe. I hope that with Shogun that now FX is like, oh, hey, maybe we should release these major shows in all markets at the same time. But previously, the last two seasons, we got it months later.
It's nuts because you could spark a global conversation about a show and really promote your brand. It's craziness.
Yeah, really missing out on the opportunity to have people hyping it up.
Then if people watch it other ways and they're not watching it through their streamer when it gets there. So, yeah, you're just diminishing your streamer's value.
Well, anyway, keep your ears open. It'll be a little bit delayed from the air date because it'll take us time to be able to watch everything and then get something together. But we will definitely be discussing it on the main Lorehound feed.
Cool. Alicia? You've got some vampiric doing, so why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, I have an interview with the Vampire Agenda. thank you for giving me the floor. I mean, it's from my perspective, it is one of the best shows on television or streaming, whatever, right now. It's on season two. The writing remains at the level of Andor level writing. It's sort of a Rashomon style storytelling where you're seeing the story from different characters' perspectives. And you, out of it, it's a romantic tragedy, but you don't really know whose perspective to trust. And you don't know, there's enough like happy moments to keep you yearning for those when there's the tragic goes. And there's so much lore. The Twitter community is very active, loves to analyze it. So it's a very fun show to watch. It's being released weekly. We're now on episodes. The first three episodes are out of eight in total. So it'll end at the end of June. Versus the book, they shifted the time period more like modern so that they could have the modern time take place, you know, in today in 2022 is when the first season was set. But that means that they've been able to do a completely fresh take with, you know, so the first season's mostly set in Storyville, a neighborhood of New Orleans in 1910s. And it's like when, you know, when we watched The Watchmen and learned about the Tulsa massacres, it's not that there's, well, I mean, it just opened another window in the world that I didn't know about, even though I love New Orleans history. And then also now the new season is set in post-World War II, Eastern Europe and Paris. So just really fascinating watch. Three episodes in, they're laying the groundwork for, very emotionally compelling season. Book readers know this is going to be an explosive finale. And just a rec for anyone who hasn't read the books and wants to catch up on the book story, the Naughty Librarian on YouTube, she gives great summaries of all the books in the series. So yeah, that's on AMC Plus in the US and elsewhere outside the US. And we're going to be doing a one-shot with a special guest, Christina from Vampire Insider, and they're doing weekly breakdowns of the show. So if you want weekly breakdowns, I recommend them. And that'll be on the main feed.
Great. And that's at the end of June sometime?
So it ends at the end of June. Yeah, so at the start of July, we'll do it. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You know, I got to say, if you're a network right now and you're considering adding Plus to your name, and creating a streaming service, just stop. Just stop.
The Lord has
but AMC plus. Is, yeah, AMC is like, they have a lot going on. Like they had that new Walking Dead show. They have that whole Walking Dead series. There's a new take on Orphan Black, which is a favorite of mine coming out.
Well, I just think some of them are just going to have to suck it up and bow down. Jeffrey,
I think you can get it through Amazon also.
All right. So who wants to break the fourth wall and talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, which I think might be a hop on for me for the MCU.
All right, I might jump in
for that one.
So that's going to be in theaters on July 26th. We're definitely going to do a one-shot for that on the Lorehound's main. But Alicia, we haven't talked about coverage plans.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously, our MC Universe crew should assemble to cover this with maybe a special guest appearance.
Can I just tell the story of when I went to go see Deadpool 1 in theaters?
I think you are. I don't think you can.
I'm just going to do it.
You're just going to do it.
It's my podcast. I'm doing it. So I went to the theater with my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time because it was a long time ago. And we get there and in front of us is this mother with her like 7-8-year-old boy. And she says, "Can I get a ticket to Deadpool?" And the guy at the counter goes, "Hey, just so you know, it's rated R for extreme violence and sexual content." And she goes, "Oh, he'll be fine." So we get into the theater. She's like, "All right, whatever." We get into the theater. Like 2 minutes into the movie, she's walking out with him because there's already like insane stuff going on. I'm like, the guy told you. But yeah, I can't believe Disney is letting Ryan Reynolds go forward with his usual nonsense, but it seems like that's what's happening.
And it's going to be cameo central. Like even just if we only get the cameos that are confirmed and not the ones rumored, it's going to be insane. And this has long been predicted to probably be the biggest box office hit this year.
And I think it's putting a lot of weight on the MCU because we only have the only other thing that we've got MCU out is Agatha All Along. Is that right, Alicia?
I mean, for this year, yeah. It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does X-Men 97 mean nothing to you?
I mean, coming up. Yeah. But also, we do actually have probably more animated shows coming out this year.
Right. Yeah. So last year, obviously, we had a kind of a high watermark, and then Disney is recalibrating. And so there's a lot of expectation around this film.
Yeah.
And I know that the last couple of Deadpool movies do have a lot of favor in the fandom.
Yeah.
Just the
Aaron, are you a Deadpool fan?
I am. Actually, when I went to the theater yesterday, I had a pretty funny experience because the silence your cell phone message at the AMC that I went to was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh,
yeah. Silence my cell phone.
That's great.
So the marketing team is having some fun with this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just let Ryan Reynolds loose.
you were at the theater seeing Furiosa the other day.
I was. I went yesterday morning. That was a fun film to see.
Very cool. Yeah. I know, and Alicia and Aaron and myself are going to be doing a one-shot on Furiosa this weekend, which does it officially fall within the hot lore summer?
Yeah, I mean, we're releasing it in June, so.
That's the theme.
It is.
Loving the soundboard today.
It's hot lore summer, so we can use as many sounds as we want on this silly podcast. We don't usually do this. Listen, everyone, if you're not here usually, this is not usually the tone of this podcast. We're just being silly today.
Well, yeah. We usually go much deeper into things, too, but this is just a sampler platter.
Right, right. Okay. David, you are Captain Alien over here. You've been championing classic horror. My question is, what other stories are there to tell in this universe about things popping out of people's bellies?
Apparently a lot, because we're going to get Alien Romulus in theaters on August 16th. And we also have I believe coming out next year, we're going to have an Alien television series. So hold on to your hats for that. But this one is apparently about a group of young space colonizers. I don't know if colonizers is the right word that the marketing team wants to be using in this day and age. Anyway, a bunch of folks are out in deep space when they come across the xenomorph. apparently this is going to be a standalone installment of the franchise, and it's going to fall between, on the timeline, it's going to fall between the first movie, Alien, and the second movie, Aliens, in the story timeline. And I am definitely interested on a one-shot. I have yet to turn on the Lorehound's signal. I want to say bat signal, but you know what I mean. So I don't know yet who's going to sign on with me for coverage, but I'm definitely interested in it. This is the 45th anniversary of the first movie, Alien, and I'm working on a one-shot with Ron on that. And then I think we're going to have some bonus podcast material with that. I'm going to talk to a couple of other academics and then maybe get a little Lorehounds roundtable together. So I've got some Alien plans in the works. Things are gestating, as we can say. And
I don't like that in the Alien universe. I don't like gestation in that.
So we should I'll aim to get a one shot out about a week after it drops in the theaters.
Cool. Well, I think that's about it for Hot Lore Summer. I think this was basically sufficient show notes for at least the Lorehounds feed. this whole episode was show notes, but we're going to go into show notes for the rest of everybody quickly. Aaron, can you tell us about Radioactive Ramblings?
Absolutely. So Radioactive Ramblings, right now, me and one of my co-hosts, Richard, we're doing a whole Fallout lore series where we're going to be going into the origins of the different factions. We already have two episodes out, third one coming out soon. Those are going to be dropping, bar illness, which is why one didn't come out this week, dropping on Mondays, and we're hoping to just give people a little bit of a background look into the Fallout universe, and sort of like the Second Age podcast that you guys do. Other than that, right now there's no definitive series we have until The Boys come out. Once The Boys comes out, it'll be me and my co-hosts, and I know that you guys had expressed some interest in hopping on and doing a little bit of Boys coverage as well.
I do like The Boys. We just got to make sure it works because it is Hot Lore Summer and it is a trap. I'm not going to do the soundbite, but yeah.
Well, you know that you guys are always welcome on, and if you can't make it, that's totally fine, but we would love to have you for a few episodes.
Cool.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, you've got a lot of projects. Tell us about them.
So on We'll Shift Dust, we are wrapping up season 2 of Beacon 22, or at least the coverage of the actual episodes this week. So last two episodes, 7 and 8. And on the book club, I'm releasing part 1 of the Shift book breakdown. So First Shift, which Abby and I had a long 2-hour conversation about just that part of the book. And then on the Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast, there's going to be 2 episodes this week, wrapping up the blitz of pre-Acolyte coverage with a breakdown of season 1 of Young Jedi Adventures. So we'll tell you what you need to know about the preschool show so you don't have to watch it yourself if you don't want to. And then there's going to be an Acolyte preview, final Acolyte episode, where Bob and I are going to talk about the characters in the show and who might show up and what we know and what we expect before John and I start our weekly breakdowns.
Cool. So now we just want to mention not Radioactive Ramblings. You're already here. Rings and Rituals. They are doing their rewatch of season 1 of the Rings of Power, going through it through the lens of ritual. Please listen tomorrow. I think I'm going to put this out today. So tomorrow, we are going to get an episode on Udun, episode 6, which I know was a fan favorite. I think that was our top downloaded episode ever of this podcast, was our coverage of that. So that's pretty fun. And Properly Howard Movie Review is just finishing up their season this week.
No, they're Rocky. Actually, they got an extra one out.
Oh, they do? Oh.
Yeah, they were this off by a week. They were off by a week.
Okay, well then, are they doing Rocky this week then?
No, I believe it'll be next week.
Oh, well, then our podcast schedule is wrong on the Discord, so I got to fix that.
it just dropped yesterday. The Lorehounds.
I'll check it out.
It's hold on, it's here. True Romance just dropped yesterday.
Okay, well, I'll check that out, and I'll make sure that I update our podcast schedule, which you can always get on our Discord server, which is linked in the show notes in that link tree. David, thank our Discord server boosters and lore masters.
Gnarls? Aaron Kay, Tiller the Thriller, Dork of the Ninjas, Doof 71, and Captain Jinji 56. Aaron, that's one of your co-hosts. Is that the correct? Is that Richard?
That is Richard. Yeah.
Okay. Should we keep calling him Captain Jinji 56 or?
Yeah, Captain. I don't know
Moving
if you
on.
Need to read that ridiculous name. Yeah.
Got it. All right. And to our Lore Master subscribers, they are our top tier subscribers, both on Supercast and Patreon. We always like to give them a quick shout out at the end of every podcast. You too can get a shout out if you subscribe as at the Lore Master level. Samartian, Michael G, Michelle E, David W, Brian P, Nick W, SC, Peter OH, Bettina W, SC. I got lost in the order here. Nick W, SC, Peter OH, Bettina W, Adam S, Nancy M, Dew 71, Brian 8063, Frederick H, Sarah L, Gareth C, Eric F, Matthew M, Sarah M, DJ Miwa, Andre B, Kwang Yu, Deadeye Jedi Bob, Nathan T, Alex V, Aaron T, Sub Zero, Aaron K, Dally V, Mothership 61, Gnarls, and Adrian, who is always last but never least. Thank you all so very much for your subscriptions. Thank you to everyone who subscribes, no matter the level. And thank you to everyone who listens. We appreciate all of you. And it's just great to have such a vibrant and fun community. Join us on the Discord.
All right, everyone. We'll see you for more. The Lorehounds podcast is produced and published by The Lorehounds. You can send questions and feedback and voicemails at thelorehounds.com/contact. Get early and ad-free access to all Lorehounds podcasts at patreon.com/thelorehounds. Any opinions stated are ours personally and do not reflect the opinion of or belong to any employers or other entities. Thanks for listening. This summer, we enter a new era of Star Wars.
You mean the dawn of the Star Wars canon timeline podcast?
Yeah, sure, that too. But I was obviously talking about The Acolyte. We've got to cover that on the Lorehounds.
Oh, but the Star Wars canon timeline podcast is exactly at that point in the timeline, the end of the High Republic, 100 years before the prequel trilogy. We've got to cover it there.
Why not both?
Okay, deal.
It's the first live-action Star Wars outside the Skywalker saga. Nobody can miss this.
Listeners, kick off your hot lore summer weekends with scene-by-scene breakdowns of The Acolyte, found in both the Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast and the Lorehounds Mother feed.
And the Lorehounds Star Wars feed.
Wherever you like to listen, a couple of days after each new episode is released.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.